In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, the life and character of Grand Ayatollah Hossein Nouri Hamedani. Dear listeners, Ayatollah Nouri Hamedani was born on March 21, 1925, in the city of Hamedan, Iran. His father, Haj Sheikh Ibrahim Nouri Hamedani, was one of the pious ulama of Hamedan and lived at the same time as the well-known Islamic mystic Ayatollah Akhund Mullah Ali Hamedani. He went to school at the age of 7 and learned Persian literature, Gulistan Sa'di, and essay writing under the tutelage of his father. Around the year 1942, he entered the seminary of the late Akhund Hamedani and studied there for about a year and a half. But he was so eager and thirsty for knowledge that he would only think about moving to the holy city of Qum, the city of the Ahlul Bayt, so that he could benefit from the great teachers of Qum Seminary. Ayatollah Nouri Hamedani was one of the students of the late Ayatollah Akhund Mullah Ali Hamedani while he was studying in Hamedan Seminary. When he entered Qum Seminary, his teachers were Ayatollah Damad, Ayatollah Hujjat Kuh Kamarai, Allama Tabatabai, Ayatollah Burujerdi, and Imam Khomeini. He himself says that one of his influential teachers was Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Damad. He attended his lectures on jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence for nearly 12 years. He says that we were a few who were known as the students of Ayatollah Damad.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Verse 183 in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah in the Holy Quran very well explained the necessity of fasting for those who have faith in Islam. This verse of the Holy Quran says, O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting as it was prescribed for those who are before you, so that you may be God-wary. The holy month of Ramadan is a time for purifying to the soul and reaching more proximity to Allah. There are several specifications for this great month. To know more about the greatness of this month, we can refer to supplication number 44 in Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, the collection of supplications from Imam Sajjad, the fourth Shiite Imam.
Early in this supplication, we read that Ramadan is a month among all other months for more spirituality and reaching proximity to Allah. God has sent the Quran in this month and has put the great and special nights of Qadr in Ramadan so that we find a great chance and opportunity for seeking repentance and forgiveness of Allah. So we ask God to grant His more blessings in this month. We ask God to give us the chance in this month to get the most out of it, to build better relationships with our relatives and neighbors. O God, help us in this month to get halal and lawful income. We also ask God to give us the opportunity to return to those with whom we have a disconnected relationship, unless those who are against you, and we will not befriend with them. This supplication is very useful to be read in order to realize the greatness of Ramadan. Allah says that fasting by the faithful Muslims belongs to me, and I will reward them for this. This means that no one except Allah knows the real reason behind fasting. God will grant us special rewards for fasting in this month, indeed. The holy month of Ramadan will bring us an atmosphere for spirituality, and there are many lessons in this month. One of the great lessons in this month is to cope with lust and desires, to build great power and will, and to practice resistance. There are three main lessons in the month of Ramadan. The following supplication in Sayfatu Sajjadiyah is about how to say farewell to the month of Ramadan. In the Islamic culture, there is a character for this month which will manifest in the hereafter and the judgment day. We read in this supplication how Imam Sajjad sends regards to this great month. It is a fact that Ramadan will talk in the hereafter about how people treated it. Imam Sajjad in this supplication talks about the blessings and advantages of this month. So, we hope God helps us to get the most out of this month and purify our soul.
انجام بدیم و از گناهان و آلودگی ها خودمان را پاک و منزه و مبرا بسازیم. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We were talking about Grand Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani, the religious authority and source of emulation, which is known as Marja'i Taqlid. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani says that one of his teachers was Allama Tabatabai. He says that he attended his lessons for 5 years. Another one of his teachers, according to Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani, was Grand Ayatollah Hojjat Kuh Kamari. He says that he was a very great and eloquent teacher. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani says that another one of his teachers was Grand Ayatollah Burujerdi, who was buried in the holy shrine of Lady Fatima Masuma. He says that he attended all of his lessons for 15 years. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani says that he wrote down many of his lessons on jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence. These writings are known as taqrirat. Then he would give those notes to His Eminence Ayatollah Burujerdi. Ayatollah Burujerdi would read them and he would approve them. Sometimes he encouraged Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani says that he became acquainted with another one of his teachers, Imam Khomeini, in 1943 in his lessons on morality. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani says that these lessons of Imam Khomeini were extremely productive. He would explain narrations and verses of the Quran in a very understandable manner, and of course based on scientific interpretation. The madras, meaning the place where the lessons were held, would be filled with people. People there would be engulfed in spirituality. Therefore, Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani, inspired by the verses of the Quran and Islamic narrations, would do everything he could to revere his teachers and would advise all of his students to do the same. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. One of the characteristics of Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani is that the very moment that he entered the seminary of Qom, at the same time that he was studying and learning, he would also teach different jurisprudential, theological, moral, and other subjects to other seminary students. His lessons on Nahjul Balagha, which were taught during the despotic Pahlavi regime, were so rich in terms of logic and reasoning that the agents of the regime had no choice but to suspend them because they were very enlightening. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani has also written many books and always believes in and gives importance to writing scholarly material. One of his pieces of advice to students is that they must be writers and must be able to write on different subjects. On this basis, His Eminence has made writings on different subjects which comprise over 50 volumes. Some of them have been published, while others are either being published or have not been prepared for publication yet. Some of them are Al-Khums, Issues on Ijtihad and Taqlid, Enjoining the Good and Forbidding Evil, Islam Embodied, The Status of Women in Islam, Usury, as well as other books. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani is considered as one of the revolutionary maraji. Just like most of, if not all of the maraji, he has always supported Imam Khomeini and his ideology. And at the moment, he supports Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, the current supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani has also visited many countries for propagation of Islam, such as England, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, and other countries. May Allah protect Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani and grant him success. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the life and character of Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani. We hope you enjoyed this program, and until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.